we have that bhav, root bhav, and if padasevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, saptam is not, we are not doing, or any of that we are not doing, it will be not on the part of Raganda. That anti bhav will fill up all the things which we are getting. By Shruti, Smriti, Purana adi Pancharatra vidhin vina Aikantiki harer bhakti utpata ireva kevala. You know this is love? You know this topic. Very important. Meaning is that Shruti, Smriti, Purana, Pancharatra vidhin vina, if he is doing ekantaki hari bhakti, but not following these things, then utpat will come. Utpat means?
Disturbance.
Disturbance means here narak path, all those things. So here, pancharatra and stuti, smriti, pancharatri ityadi vidhin of greedy person, having the greed to serve Radha and Mitri. This root bhakti should be here. This. So, if any offense comes, by not following any another, it is not anukul. So there is no chance of doing any of it. Here one thing is, in this connection he is telling, that if a man has the ambition to serve Radha and Krishna by Raag, he has greed, and he is doing Vaidhi Bhakti, only Vaidhi Bhakti. Someone tells that they will have Dwarka Dham. And they will be a servant of, maid servant of Rukmini Saptadhama.
If a person has...
It is question, if anyone does. And also he has the idea that if a man, if a sadhak has greed and doing Vaidhi Bhakti plus Raganuga Bhakti both, following both, then he will have the maid servant of Mathura Mahishi. And those who have actual greed and following Raganuga, they will have the service of Aradhana Krishna as a deity. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that it is not correct. Why not correct? Who is the queen or Mahishi of Mathura? সহিত দেখলেন, আর মাহিতি অক্ষত মথুরা খুব যা। And Mahishi of Dwarka is Rukmini Satyabhama and so on. If a man does Vaidhi Bhakti and he receives the service of Mahishi of Dwarka, and if a man does having greed, Vaidhi plus Ragatmika both, he will have the maid servant of Khubja. But Khubja prem is not justified. So it is less than Dwarka Mahishi. Dwarka Mahishi is superior than so much Khubja. But Vaidhi plus Raganuga is superior than Vaidhi Bhakti. Understand? So, it is against the principles of Bhakti that having a man doing Vaidhi Bhakti receives better thing, that is the service of Mahishi. Whereas, Vaidhi Bhakti plus Raganuga, in this thing, he receives less than Dwarka Mahishi service.
Maybe Chandravali service.
No. If they say that in Gopal Tapani Sruti, it is has written that Rukmini's marriage has been done from Mathura, so Rukmini should be there. Yet it is against our principle. By doing the service by Vaidhi Bhakti, receives same, he does Vaidhi Bhakti plus Raganuga. He again receives the same thing. So it is against the principle.
So what
is his idea? Or our Gaudiya Vaishnava idea is he is stating. He is telling that Rukmini marriage from Mathura, it is not Shastra Sammata. Shastra Sammata means it is against Shastra. It has been never, only Gopal Sruti said, but here Mathura means Dwarka.
Because they are more or less the same.
Same. So, from Bhagavat and all other authentic bhakti grantha, it is not what? Authentic. He is telling that he will tell henceforth this fact. In the midst, he is telling something so that this thing will be correct. For having a greed, a greedy person have to do five things. Once abhisht bhavmay, seva of his bhavmaya seva. What is of his bhavmaya seva? That always thinking his siddha bhav, to have the bhav of Manjari. This is bhavmaya. It will never be changed. He will describe abhist bhav sambandhi.
Abhist means
object of desire.
What we want, abhist. Abhi ist. Ist means what we want. Abhi means surely what we want. Bhava sambandhi, bhavmaya bhava sambandhi, abhist bhavanukul. Bhavanukul, you know? Achcha. And what is abiruddha bhav? We should adopt abiruddha bhav, which is not unfavorable. They should be adopted. And abhist bhav viruddha, we should not take bhav viruddha. It is unfavorable, we should not do. And which are favorable, we should take. And some are so that not favorable nor unfavorable. We should reject or unreject. According to
practical
atmosphere. Now he is telling about these things more. That abhist bhavmaya is called that. What is sadhya that we, what is sadhan we doing in siddhi, that will be the same. Remembering of Govinda. Now, and in Siddha Sarir, remembering of Krishna, both are same, but unripe and ripe. Understand? This is not be changed. Kirtan will never be changed, whether in this period or that period. Sadhan or Siddha. These are abhist bhavma. Now we are thinking that we are Kishori Gopi. To have service of Radhika. And in remembrance, we are seeing that I am a gopi lady and making garland so beautiful and giving it to Rupmanjari. Rupmanjari is giving to Lalita Vishakha and they are giving it in the neck of Radha and Krishna. By remembrance we are doing. That is called Ashtakalik Seva, Ashtayam Seva. Are having this in remembrance, we are praying like we Vilap Pushmanjali. In Siddha Seva we will have this. So no change. Only ripe, unripe and ripe avastha. Understand? These are called Bhavmaya, Abhist Bhavmaya. Now, bhava sambandhi, second. There are two reasons of everything. No? Upadan karan and nimitta karan. You know?
Material cause and the efficient cause. Material and efficient causes.
Efficient. What is the meaning of efficient?
The doer and the...
Like a pot of earthen pot,
one is the
upadan is earth.
Earth.
Ripe and unripe. upadan. And nimitta himself,
the
man,
the potter,
or the thread, and other things. Upadan karma.
The immediate cause.
Karnabdhisayi is upadan karana, nimitta karana, and Advaitacharya is upadan karana. Understanding?
We were just teaching this in Brahma Samhita.
Achcha. So the prakriti of two kind, nimitta and upadan. Nimitta is more important. Upadan. Here upadan. Everything upadan karan is himself Krishna or mana God. And nimitta karan, prakriti, and all these things. Here telling that what are the upadan karan of bhakti? Greed, sravanam. What sravanam? What we have listen from our Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru about Krishna. He is so kishore, so sweet, having float on his lips and favorable for Gopi Prem. And Ashray, who is Ashray? Rupmanjari and all. The activities of Rupmanjari. So we should remember, we should talk about all these things. These are upadan karan. To go to the places of that Lila Sthan, that is going to Radhakund, Shyamkund, Giriraj Govardhan, Vrindavan, Bansivat, and all these things. These are upadan karan. They will make hasty to have our goal.
And nimitya?
I'm telling you. And some are nimittakar. Nimittakar means to do tilak. To have
kanthimala.
Have sannyas. Red cloth. He will clear it. Some parts are upakarak. Upakarak means favorable.
Primary. Is primary proper? Means necessary, completely necessary.
Upakarak. If you do, you will have some gain by doing that work. Reading of Bhagavad and all other books. If you will not do, you will be in loss. So they are. But one thing we should always remember that bhav is root for which we have greed. So having this in the center, all things are what describing here. Here, if he has that greed, now he is describing again to clear it. Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya and Madhur. To have these things is abhishtabhava. Abhishtabhava means what we want, that bhava. In sadhana, it is unripe, and siddhi it is ripe. Guru padashraya, mantra jap, dhyana, listening and remembering the, that classes of these are bhav sambandhi upadan karan.
Still the idea of upadan and namitya is not clear here.
Now one by one is bhav sambandhi, then he will come to bhav sambandhi. This is bhav maya first, actually greed, and that after that upadan, that is bhav sambandhi next, second. First is bhav maya, that is gopi bhav, manjari bhav. Second is bhav sambandhi, that is upadan karan. Without having guru padrashraya, a man cannot have his greed. Guru padrashraya should be done, and to follow him it is essential, to listen him is essential, to serve him is essential. So these are called upadan karan, that is bhava sambandhi. To remember Gopal mantra, Kama Gayatri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mantra, these are all bhava sambandhi. When remembering Kling Gauraya Swaha, only by word we will do it, something come in my heart, our heart. But that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Krishna.
Nama, Rupa, Guna, Lila.
All of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is so kind that Ahetuki, he is always in a mood to give Krishna praise with that mantra, Kling Gauraya Swaha. So that Gaurang we are offering ourselves, Swaha, to have the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Same, so it is told that every day, at every three times, we should jap all the mantra that Guru has given. These are upadan karan, we should do. Nijabhishta sansargi, Krishna Mahamantra should always be chanted. This is upadana. Here, not only chanting, but remembering their qualities, Krishna's qualities. What? Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. कि हरे कृष्ण हरे श्रीमती राधे कृष्ण हरति कुंजे इति हरे कृष्णम हरति हरत मने आकर्षति कृष्ण आकर्षक फॉर ऑल बट हियर श्रीमती राधिका डज आकर्षण फॉर कृष्ण एंड हरति इन कुंज
Akarshan means attract.
Attracts. Krishna attracts all, but here Srimati Radhika attracts Krishna. Madan Mohan Mohini. Madan Mohan Mohini. So, thinking all these things, we should chant Harina. These mantras are Siddha mantras. So, no anusthan of Purascharan and all should be done in this mantra. So these are bhava sambandhi, that is upadan karan. Nimitta karan is not bhava sambandhi. he is telling that Astar Dakshas, Dasakshar, and Dasakshar, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received from his Gurudev. One mantra with a Krishna Govind becomes Astar Dasakshar. And only Gopijan Vallabh is Dasakshar.
This last point you made, the last thing you just said, could you clear that more, please? The last thing which you just said.
So, he's telling that the Sakshar or...
Means, what does that mean, the Sakshar?
Gopijan Vallabhaya. This is Dasakshar.
Ten syllable mantra.
Without clue.
What is the mantra?
Your Guru has done, I have also given. Gopijan Vallabhaya.
But no clue.
No. This is not be counted as in ten. This is a separate. Is himself a mantra also, Bij. That Bij has been transferred into that 10 letters.
What happened to Krishna and Govinda?
If they come, then it becomes
18.
সব বলে দিলে তাহলে আমি গুরু কি থাকবো সব বলে দিব আমি তোমাকে কিছু থাকবে তো অভি 25 বর্ষ আর ব্রহ্মচর্য রহ করকে গুরু সেবা করো তব তব হোগা হি শুড কম টু মি আফটার 25 ইয়ার্স হ্যাভিং ব্রহ্মচর্য এন্ড সার্ভিং গুরুদেব দেন আই উইল টেল হ্যাঁ দশই তো আছে এগারো কথা ঠিক আছে গাধান কোথায় যা সাত ওর মধ্যে আটটি আছে আট আর দশ
আঠারো
তোমাকে বুঝিয়ে দেবে তুমি ব্যাকরণ আর শব্দকোষ দেখো তারপরে বিশ্বরূপ বিশ্বকোষ তারপরে হবে ওই রকম হয়ে যাবে যেরকম হয় 24.5 অক্ষর ইন কাম গায়ত্রী ইট ইজ নট সিন আইদার 24 আর 26 বাট হেন রাধিকা গি ইন স্বপ্ন দেন হি নিউ দ্যাট
24 এন্ড হাফ হি নিউ হোয়াট দ্যাট হাফ ইজ
So these are also bhav sambandhi. Having hearing and telling of Krishna and his priyajan are also bhav sambandhi. Here he is telling that in Raganuga there are two things, Smaran and Kirtan. These are Mukhya. But here Kirtan is superior or Smaran is superior?
Smaran
is superior.
Brihad Bhagavatamrita clearly says that kirtan is superior.
Here he is telling, for ordinary person, smaran seems to be superior. But in this Kali Yuga, it is told that Harer Nam, Harer Nam, Harer Nam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only has come for Kirtan. And those who do Kirtan, Yajna, they are called Sumedha. In that slope, Sumedha word. Sumedha means very
intelligent.
So, here he is telling that what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has decided, it is decided fact. So here, Smaran will not superior. It is in the what? Anugatya of
following of
Kirtan. And also, Sanatana Goswami has told in Brihat Bhagavatam why he has given reasons. Sahaja Babaji don't follow Sanatana Goswami idea or this idea. He has told especially that here Smaran should be done under supervision of Sankirtan. Because when a man is doing remembering the pastimes of Krishna, but if any noise comes, if we loudly do Sankirtan, he is disturbed. But when we do Kirtan, if a man remembers being silent, mourning, no disturbance. If a man's mind is so chanchal,
flickering,
if he does Kirtan loudly and loudly, all becomes silent. They are bound to be silent, all indriyas, senses. So, these are all bhava-sambandhi. Again, he tells that. What?
I want to make sure.
Again, he tells that in Ujjval Nirmani, it has been told that the rishis have done tapasya. Tapasya means?
Austerities.
Eh?
Austerities.
Austerities. Here we should not think that here austerities means to have agni. Fire are going to in
water, cold water.
Cold water are on these things. Not eating, be silent, having this like this, and all this. Here, aradhana is told. Mercy, aradhana by mind. That mercies, 60,000 mercies had done. By the grace of Ramchandra, they have come to Gopis.
The Kirtan before, when you mentioned Kirtan is superior to Smaranam, this Kirtan may be japa, or does it mean congregational, many people together doing Kirtan?
It is not, these two are not important. Important is that having that greed and in Anugatya of Rasika Vaishnava, remembering the pastimes of Krishna and chanting by mouth, by jiva, being in Vrindavan, by bodily or by mind, this kirtan is. And it is not samajanishtha, it is vyaktigat. Understand?
Vyaktigat.
For every person,
For one man?
Oneself.
Yes. Oneself. And for... It is not... If our Guruji is doing kirtan, and we have participated in that, but we are not equal to our Gurudev, because he is remembering pastimes of Krishna and weeping, but we are not weeping, we are only participating when we are chanting. So both are not the same. So one is vyaktigat, means you know.
For everyone.
Everyone, and for single man?
For
oneself.
For oneself.
There are some words.
Personal and practical.
There is a special word for this.
Solitary.
And for if a thing is done by so many persons.
Common.
Common.
General.
General. And any special word I have. I know, but I am forgetting. In Hindi, samaj nishtha and vyaktigat. Only for me and for several persons.
Individual and...
Individual.
And congregational.
Congregation. These two. This is actual word. What?
Individual.
Individual.
Yeah.
It is individual. Not congregation. Raghunath Das Goswami is doing kirtan individually by his own heart. And when he is doing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kirtan, it is not individual. To Rai Ramanand, what he tells us here, it is individual. Vrat means ekadasi vrat malli, and having that greed. Here, ekadasi vrat, janmashtami vrat, doing tapasya, anything for Krishna, these are nimitta karan. These are nimitta.
But why the comparison with upadana namitya? Why is he choosing the words upadana namitya to explain the difference between these two groups? Why upadana namitya?
Because this would happen, certainly do.
Upadana.
And if any time we do not do, so it is harmful, but not harmful as then.
But you gave the example, upadana is the clay, and naimitya may be the father.
But yet, without father, or without matter, anything will not do. But without earth, it will not be. And without nimitta, upadana is more superior. So, hearing the pastimes of Krishna and serving Gurudev are upadan karan, and these are secondary.
Yes, secondary.
Primary and secondary is the proper translation. One is supportive. Secondary means, or the namitta means, it is supports. And the upadan means the base. The basis. Primary.
That's what it means here. But when describing creation, those two words.
It's the same, but
one is the ingredient.
Right.
So without the ingredient, you cannot cause anything. So it's more important.
But we should not do ekadasi if anyone's telling, like Hitharibans, it is not right.
Means?
That we should do ekadasi janmashtami also, whether it is nimittakar. But not important as
the other things.
Other. also Ekadasi, Janmashtami, and these things,
Tila,
they are upakari for Smaranga, Mulanga, Bhavasambandhi, or Bhav. Understanding?
Repeat one more time.
One is Bhav Mai, Abhist Bhav Mai, and one is Bhavasambandhi. Bhav Sambandhi are superior. Then this Nimitta Kara, they are Mool Kara,
main cause,
and they are secondary.
If the secondary cause isn't present, still the primary cause is sufficient.
Someone kept trace on Ekadasi, Janmashtami, Ram Navami, but not listening Hari Katha and all these things. For them, it has been told. If anyone does not do Ekadasi, what will be the harm? One, he has greed and he is engaged in doing Bhav Mai or Bhav Sambandhi, and it is left to do Ekadasi. Like one person, Bansidas Babaji Maharaj. On Ashtami Navami, he was doing 3 or 4 days Ekadasi. And when Ekadasi, no remember. So for them, they are Raganuga, so here is not hard.
What is the difference between Bhav Mai and Bhav Sambandhi? What is the
I have told all these things.
I know, but I got confused on the point of when you went into the difference between Upadan and Naimitya, how they refer to each one.
First I have told Bhav Sambandhi, Bhav Mai. Bhav means one thing that is unripe and ripe. Mm. That is, we are gopi, this is sadhan, and when we will be gopi, then it will be siddha. So like this, it is called Bhav Mai. Bhav Sambandhi, Upadan Karan.
Those things that nourish.
We'll have to do to hear and remembering all this. Nimitta Karan, Bhav Sambandhi, we cannot leave them in any case. But Nimitta, in a certain reason, we cannot follow, then it is not harmful. For Bansidas Babaji Maharaj or Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj, when they are remembering so many days and Ekadasi went away in this time, then it is no harm. But when they are in sense, if they does not do, then it is harm. So it is called secondary. Kartik Vrat are of two kinds. He is telling about Bhav Sambandhi. When it is Nimitta Karan, that is, leaving all these things as a Vairagya, it is called Nimitta Karan. And when Sarvana Kirtan of Srimati Radhika and Krishna is going on, it is Upadan Karan. So if Vairagya any time goes away, no harm. But this should not go. So Kartik Vrata or any Vrata of two kinds, when it is what Karan? First Karan?
Primary cause.
Upadan Karan. Then it should be not be missed. But in the answer of being Nimitta Karan, if we fail to do it, no harm. Once I went to Govinda Mandir at Jaipur in Kartik month. They requested me to take from Mahaprasadam. And I told that I am so lucky that you are giving me Govind's prasadam. They brought rice and lauki and bagan. I took them, gave on the head and took. Very sabdha. Here I thought that it is upadan karan. Respect on Mahaprasad here. And Govind is a vigra of Rupa Goswami. So I respected them. But here we will not take. And we'll tell at first that don't prepare lauki and brinjal and all these things.